So here's my thought. I am recording.
Yeah.
And maybe this is like a draft version. Maybe this is the version that goes in. But we have these amazing photos.
Yeah.
Rather than writing, which is always the form of Western academia. It's how most knowledge is transmitted. What about like this, the conversation that we're having about the work and the things that have lingered
with us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't have to do this right now. It's just a, it's just a version.
Yeah.
But like the thing that I was so taken by was the, was performing other people's stories and the joy, sorry.
No, that's my fault.
The joy of hearing your story played back. And there is a theatre company in Australia, I wonder if it exists in other places, called Melbourne Playback. And what they do is they go to different places and different communities and different groups or organisations and hears people's stories and performs it back to them.
Yeah.
And I've never actually understood why that's so powerful until I got to hear my story performed by totally different voices. Yeah.
Combined with... yours is the magpie story.
Combined with Ian's story.
That's what Slade come up with. He's like, I think this person is connected to the person who's spending their last day in Melbourne.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. Strawberries for all.
Thank you so much.
I like where you're going. I agree with what you're saying.
Oh, this is so lovely.
So there's some whole ones and there's some splitsies.
Oh, you did. Ah, oh, that's so good.
Because the splitsies are good for the doopy doopy.
With the yogurt. Mm. Mm-hmm. And within this framework of also Zimbabwean ritual of sitting in the circle and the phrases that are call and response, and that sets the formality of now the performance has started, now the storytelling has started.
Yeah, yeah.
was it powerful to watch the stories play back for you?
Yeah. I liked hearing my story told and then like performed, because mine was combined with the suitcase one, and so to like hear the story and then watch Timby pack, like I don't know, that was like an interesting moment as well. I think the joint storytelling was like the most, that was like so interesting to me. And I did like this idea that like, you know, Mandy was talking about stories changing over generations in some ways. And it's like, we literally saw it in a matter of minutes, like the way that happens. And I thought it was really cool.
Well, I might make tracks.
Yeah. I think we're going to leave at 9:15.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's stop this recording.
Two.